especially during this time of year, it is nice to hear about our community helping out its kids who might not be as fortunate as others. So we asked Laura Young of the Pocahontas County Family Resource Network in Marlinton to tell us about their Project Christmas.
I'm Laura Young, and I'm the director of the Pocahontas County Family Resource Network. I wanted to talk to you today about a project that we're working on called Project Christmas. With this project, low-income families can make an application through Debbie Walton at DHHR to put their children on an angel tree. During the application process, Debbie Walton will ask for some information that's specific to the child, things like their age and their gender. She will want to know what they need and what they want. Dinosaurs are the popular thing this year. If approved, the family will be put onto a list and an angel will be prepared for that child. On the back of the angel, we will list their shirt sizes, pants, their shoe sizes, the things that they want and they need. Then those angels are placed on an angel tree around the county. There's a tree at my family center here in Marlinton. There's also one at City National Bank in Marlinton. Our angels can also be picked up in the upper end of the county at First Citizens Bank in Arborvale. So the community can go in and choose their angel and then go shop for this child. And they will put things in a bag and they will tag that bag with the number that's on the angel. Those bags need to be back into the family center here in Marlinton or dropped off at the bank at Arborvale. We'd like to have the angels back by December 17th, which is Monday. If the community has an angel that they intend to shop for but just hasn't had a chance to do that yet, we'd like for them to call the Family Resource Network and tell Becky Campbell that they have the angel and let us know about what time we can expect that bag to come in. The number there is 304-799-6847. Then the families can come in and pick those bags up, or the Sheriff's Department will deliver those if the family has transportation issues. There are a couple different ways that the community can help. If they haven't chosen an angel yet, but they'd like to help, they can just drop off new unwrapped toys and clothes at either location, and we will pick those up and match them up with the child. We can also take a check made payable to the Family Resource Network and mailed to Post Office Box 3 in Marlinton. And then if we have some that have not been adopted, or if there are things that the child needs that are not in the bag, we will use that money to then go out and buy like a pair of boots to add it to that child's bag. We've been doing this project for 10 years, and it seems like it's been the same people in the community that have helped us. And I'm so thankful for those people who show up every single year to adopt angels and those that come in and drop toys and coats and boots and things off. We truly could not do this project without the support of our community. The Family Resource Network is normally grant funded, but this particular project does not receive grant funding. It is completely people here helping their neighbors.
What happens if someone had picked up an angel from a tree but then forget to bring it back and it doesn't get returned?
Well, we do run into that sometimes. We almost always have a few that the angels just kind of disappear. We call them little lost angels, and we will send a shopper out with some of the money that's donated, and they will go to Walmart and different places and just try to fill that order to make sure that the child does have a Christmas. It's important that if you pick up an angel that you try your best to bring it back. And I know things happen. Sometimes people get sick and they just can't do what they thought they were going to do, and that's okay. They can call the family center and just let us know what the problem is and give us the number off the back of the angel. That will allow me to have someone else fill that order, or I can get a shopper to go do it.
Although time is short, if you are a low-income family in Pocahontas County and would like some help in providing your child some nice Christmas presents, start by calling Debbie Walton at DHHR 304-799-2540. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.